later Li Dynasty. Li Loi became the emperor, and the kingdom was named Dai Viet again, with its capital in Tang Long. The posterior Li, the most long-lasting dynasty in our national history, was established, experiencing the largest number of upheavals. The Li adopted Confucianism as its orthodox ideology to govern the kingdom, so that Buddhism and Taoism were constrained much more than they had been in previous dynasties. Confucian royal examinations were frequently organized to select talents for the court. The most famous emperor of the posterior Li dynasty was Li Tantong, who ruled from 1460 to 1497 under the reigns of Quang Tuan and Hong Du. It was during his reign that Vietnamese feudalism reached its peak. Agriculture received great prominence from the court. Social order was maintained thanks to the Hong Du Code, the most perfect and progressive law in the history of feudalism in Vietnam. Emperor Li Tantong expanded territories to the south and confirmed the kingdom's sovereignty through publishing an atlas titled after his royal reign, Hong Du Tian Haban Do. A literature using Chinese script dominated. However, the literature in Nôm, a Chinese script-based writing system created by Vietnamese scholars to transcribe Vietnamese vocabulary, flourished. Emperor Li Tantong and Nguyen Trai were among authors having many works written in Nôm. Quo Hem Thi Thap by Nguyen Trai and Hong Du Quo Hem Thi Thap by Li Tantong were two among the oldest Nôm script poem collections which have been preserved until now. Dai Viet Su Ki Tuan Thu, full collection of the Great Viet Kingdom's history by 15th century historian Nho Si Lien, was a set of books about Vietnam's history from the era of Hung kings to the posterior Li dynasty. These are the oldest historical books which are still passed down today. Achievements were made in other scientific fields such as medicine and math. Scholar Luong Thế Vinh gathered mathematical knowledge to compose the book Dai Tan Tuan Pháp.